patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. $4 a month gets you in there.
Baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Very excited to be joined by today's guest, pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays organization, finishing his season with the High A Vancouver Canadiens, Devereaux Harrison. Welcome to the walk-off, man. Thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on here.
You know it, buddy, to start with. Between Dunedin and Vancouver, you had a whiff rate of almost 34%. You're striking out one guy an inning. Well done.
Appreciate it.
How are you feeling after your first taste of pro ball? What was the adjustment like from college?
I mean, I feel good. Being at a good college, I went to Long Beach State. Being at a good college, we played some really good competition. Faced a lot of first rounder, second rounder, some big names. So it's definitely different than college. Obviously, they're a little older. It's professional baseball, not college. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
So they're a little older. They know the ins and out of things. Like, hitters in the box are more comfortable. They know it's just more of like a mind game. In college, it's more like guys aren't developed as much as guys are in pros. So it's definitely a change, but being at Long Beach, I think it helped a lot, like facing top guys consistently, which I think is good because like it's a jump. Obviously, it's a big jump for everybody, but being at Long Beach, like, I think that helped me out a lot for it not to be as big of a jump as it could be for some people.
I love that. You're the type of guy, aren't you, that you like a challenge?
Yeah, no, I like my best versus their best. Then that's how I've lived my life my whole life. I'm gonna throw my best. If their best is hitting fastballs and my best is fastball, I'm gonna throw my best. It's my best versus your best, and that's how I live my life. That's how I play the game.
So you walk into Dunedin. Was there anything that surprised you a little bit? Maybe something that just life wise was a bit more of a pain to also try and juggle a professional ball career with?
What do you mean by that? Like,
so let's say, a behind the scene thing that maybe, you know, going in, you hadn't even thought about being an obstacle, and you get there and you're like, oh, I'm getting lost in the complex, or I'm walking.
All my teammates,
you know, I'm
golf way better than I do.
Teammates are better at golf.
That's debatable. We'll get on that. Not really. You know, from being from California and coming out here in the summer and playing Dunedin, the rain and the games being, you wake up every day and it's sunny out. It's 80 degrees. You walk outside, it feels like 120. And then you get your game, you do all your warm-ups. 30 minutes before the game, there are tarps on the field and here comes a storm. And being from California, that's like that does in the winter, that doesn't even happen. I mean, you get ready in the winter to play a game and your game is on. So that was a little different. It's like, it's summertime. Why is our games being canceled? Why are we have a 2-hour delay? So that was the thing that was a little different, just because I'm not used to that being from California. So it was just weird. Like, oh, it may rain today. So you never know. You go to the field like, okay, we're going to have a good day. And then 30 minutes before the game, it's like, okay, guys, tarps on the field. Let's relax for a little bit. It's like, we just tied our cleats or put our shoes on. What do we got to do now? Sit here for another hour. So that was the little different. And yeah.
Are those delays tough? Like, mentally, are those delays when you're expecting to start the game and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now you're sitting around for 2 hours. What do you do?
Play cards. There's not much more you can do. Luckily, Dunedin's locker room, obviously that's where the big league spring training is and stuff. It's, we got everything. We got a weight room, hot tub. So that's nice.
You're not roughing it there, right?
Right. There's some cafeteria. So there's some people playing cards. There's some people just sitting there listening to music. We got TV. So some people watching games, eating. So it's not rough, but it's just also like one of those things where it's like, man, we have to wait another hour. We've already been here for 3 hours getting all of our prep ready. Now we have to wait another hour. But it's not that bad. I mean, being around the guys, it's what we do. So like it could be worse, but
what's your go-to card game?
Ooh, I'm not a big card person. I sit from the back and watch. I'm not really a card game. Can't play in the locker room, but I'm a big poker guy. I like poker. I like blackjack too. I like blackjack too, but you don't really play blackjack in the locker room.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you were drafted this summer, ninth round. Did you have a draft party? Were you watching this go down?
No. Oh, I was watching. I didn't have a party. It was just me and my dad, my mom, my girlfriend, and one of my best friends growing up. So it was just us just sitting on the couch, just hanging out, just like a normal day.
Had the Jays been in touch with you, or did you have no real idea where you were going?
So I talked to the Jays like in the fall, like in my fall, a lot. But towards like when the draft is starting and stuff and like weeks leading up, not really. Not at all. I didn't think so. No. You know, there's those teams where you think like, okay, there's these four or five teams that are big on me that I talk to a lot, you know, but no, I didn't think Jays, but I'm glad. I loved it.
Have you been to Canada yet, Devereaux?
Well, I was in Vancouver.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, of course. Was that your first time in Canada? Was with the Canadians there? Yeah. Did you like Vancouver?
Oh, it's beautiful. Cold. Like I said, it's back to the California thing. It's cold. So, everywhere. All the facilities are.
You go to Florida, you're like, it's too hot. You go to Vancouver, you're like, it's too cold. We got a real Goldilocks here. Yeah.
Right. And all the affiliates are cold, except them even. But you don't know with the rain. So.
All right. So when you got to Dunedin, had you buddied up with anyone that just kind of made that transition easier to college ball? Was there anyone who kind of helped you out along the way?
Who got drafted with us or?
Yeah, drafted. Or even just when you showed up there were guys who maybe knew the ropes and were helpful.
I mean, there was some guys like in the facility who were like, unfortunately, rehabbing.
Yeah.
Took us on and stuff, but the draft group was, it's a good group of guys. We're all super close. So like, it didn't feel anything weird. Like we were like the 2 week draft camp, like we were all with each other. We're all cool. So that was a good thing. And I've actually known Josh Kasevich. I played with him, a while back. So, and we're from close to the same area. So I knew him. So it was cool. Like also knowing somebody when you're coming in with a new group of 20 guys or whatever, but that's what we, that's
someone,
what they
do. Someone to complain about the weather with who gets it, right?
Well, he was up in Oregon, so it's a close call.
Okay,
yeah. Right.
Okay, so how did they let you know you were getting the call up to Vancouver when you got the bump up?
So we were in Bradenton. We were playing at Bradenton, and we were at Dunedin. We were in a playoff race. We were, I think, when the draft guys – like there was, I think, 10 of us that went over to Dunedin after the draft camp. We were like three games behind or something like that. And Bradenton was in first place. So we were up in Bradenton and we lost first day and then we beat them. And then so Sunday we come around and I think we're up like one or two on them. And they beat us on Sunday and it was like, oh. And then they called me in the office and I was like, oh, what's going on? Really,
so you didn't know you when they called you in, you were like, uh-oh.
No, I had no idea. I pitched. I closed Saturday, so the day before, but I was supposed to pitch Sunday, but they had me close on Saturday. But like, and it crosses my mind now, like that could have had something with it. But in the moment, it was like there was nothing. I didn't know. And then they were just like, hey, you gotta, you've earned it. You've been pitching great for us. You're going up. You got to fly at 6 a.m. to Spokane. And which you're going to go play with Vancouver. And I was like, perfect. So then,
which is kind of cool because Vancouver was in a playoff race when you joined them too, right?
Yeah, when I joined them, luckily again, Michael Tarconi came up with me. So we were on the same flight. So I had a little travel partner, I guess.
Yeah.
So we flew into Spokane. And yeah, I think they were like one or two games back. And then we were, if we would have won Sunday in Spokane, we would have clinched then. It's awesome first year or first like 6 weeks or whatever in pro ball. I got some playoff experience and some like tough games being because of playoffs on the line and stuff.
What was the atmosphere difference like between being in the Dunedin bullpen to the Vancouver Canadiens bullpen? Was there a difference in vibes or was it pretty much the same?
The fans, that was what was different. Vancouver, as you guys probably know, Vancouver, it's 5,000, 6,000 fans every day. It's a Friday. We were playing at 12 o'clock against Eugene. School's in session. There was like kids running around. It's like they canceled school that day for the game. It's awesome. And then Dunedin, it's like there's like 12, you know. So it's Dunedin, it's all pro ball and all that, but like Vancouver feels a little more like pro ball just because of the atmosphere and the fans and how many people are there. Like in Dunedin, it's kind of like it feels like a fall ball game in like college, like, you know, like we're all here. We're playing against another team, but like there's not that many people here, which right. is, I mean, you got it. Obviously, like when there's pros and cons of the atmosphere, like some people can like shrivel up and like not do good. And, you know, and when there's not a big atmosphere and there's not a lot of people there, like some people are just more loose and they're just like, okay, there's nobody here, you know, that's going to talk crap to me if I give up a home run or strike out. And so like there's difference, but I'm a guy where I feed off of that energy. I like when, even if I'm at like in Eugene, there's some guys talking crap in the stands. Like that gets me going. I like that a lot. I feel more like into the game. Okay, now there's people in Dunedin. It was kind of just like quiet the whole time.
That's funny. Adam and I actually, we make our living as stand-up comics. So the heckling thing, I totally get, like just it firing you up and you're being like, all right, let's go.
Right.
Okay. So you're in Vancouver, and you knew a few guys, you said, right? Like you came down with Turk. Were there a couple other guys you were aware of before you got?
I played in the Cape Cod with Matt Swanson.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I knew Matt. Did I know anybody else? I knew Sam Ryan because he was in Dunedin rehabbing the first couple of days we were there. So, but no, I didn't. That was about it. All I knew. But that's just the life of baseball players. We do this our whole life. We play.
Yeah, of course.
Teams like you meet. It's just the world of baseball. You meet so many new guys every single year, every single team you're on. So it's like us baseball players, we're kind of used to that. We're like, okay, we're gonna go meet another new 25 guys. Like, okay, sweet.
So just to go back for a second here, other than the fans and just the atmosphere of the stadium being a little bit more vibrant, let's use the intensity within the bullpens from Dunedin to Vancouver, it was pretty similar, being you're both in a playoff race and stuff, or did you notice a difference?
I think the difference is that high A, there's typically older players, so like you're facing older hitters, you know, like low A, there could be a lot of 18, 19, 20 year olds. Like in high A, you get up to like the 22s, the 25 year olds. So it's like some of these guys are like in high A have played professional baseball once I stepped foot on a college campus, you know? So like that's the difference of it.
But there's some experience there.
Right. That's about it. Guys in high, like in the bullpen, like they have a little more like routines and stuff that like you can pick up on. And like Dunedin, it's like it could, like I said, it could be a lot of young guys that like you're older than, but they've been in the pro baseball for 2 years, but you're older than, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so it's just like older guys being around them and like picking up things that they do that I don't do or something like that. So that's about the difference, but not much. The intent, like we were playing Eugene. I mean, Eugene was a legit team. So it was more like, okay, we got to do this. We got to throw this pitch to this guy, this pitch to this guy, you know what I mean? So it's more like that. When in Dunedin, it was kind of just like, hey, let's attack, attack, attack. So that's about the difference. Not a big difference at all. Just like I said, the guys you're facing a little more veterans, I guess you could say,
right?
Pro ball.
So what's your routine look like then? Is this something that's still a work in progress? Are you kind of getting this routine under wraps here? Or do you have a set specific way you do things every single game you're about to pitch?
No, I never had a routine. I need to start like getting routine. So in college I hit as well. So I was never like, and I closed in college, and I've never had like a routine. I'm always like one of those guys that like when the game is on the line, put me in, coach, you know what I mean? Like I want to go out there. But no, this year and this off season right now, I'm definitely working on like a routine and trying to get into that more and see if that helps my game.
You were still hitting in college. That's funny. I was going to ask you, when was the last time you picked up a bat? Because some guys, you know, they haven't swung a bat when they're pitching since high school. And then there's dudes like Mackenzie Mueller who were literally like hitting in Vancouver in May and then pitching by August. So right. That's interesting that you were hitting in college, man. That's cool. Yeah, do you miss hitting?
Yes and no. I do, because hitting's fun, especially when you hit the ball. and hitting, you just, there's times where you feel more part of the game. You feel more part of the team, you know, as a pitcher, it's like, oh, I'm pitching once a week. As a hitter, you're like, I'm every day. I'm hitting every day. Like I'm in the lineup every day. I'm more part of the team. Which that doesn't mean anything. Pitchers are just as important, but like sometimes you feel that. But no, I mean, my golf game doesn't miss it. That's for sure.
Okay. Without this sounding like a job interview and basically being like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want to be? I know you were getting some high leverage opportunities in Vancouver at the end of the year there. I know you closed a couple games in Dunedin. Do you view yourself as like a high leverage closer? Is that where you want to be in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I like closing. I've closed, since I've been pitching. I started pitching about my senior year of high school. So haven't been pitching super long. I like closing. I like feeling like I have control of this game, you know, like, and I like the pressure. I like how when it comes down to it, like I like the one that's like, let's go get three outs. That's me. I feed off of that stuff. I feed off when the other dugout feels like they got momentum and okay, we just punch out the side. Now let's go put up a run on the scoreboard. I like that. I like closing, but like I said, there's high leverage times in the second inning. So I like having the ball when it really matters. That's what I like.
I love that, man. And I know you already touched on this a little bit, so I kind of feel like I know where you're going to go with this, but I know that there's guys where it's always situation to situation when they're on the mound. The count matters. The guy matters. The analytics matters. And then I know there's guys too that are just, they're going to play to their strength. They know what works best for them, whether that lines up with the other guy's strength or not. It's your best against my best. Do you lean a little more towards the my best against your best type of idea?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to change who I am, what my best is, because that's my opponent's best is what my best is. I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to be someone I'm not. I'm going to throw my best and my best account. And at days, certain days are different. You know, some days my changeup may be my best, you know, my fastball may be my best, my slider, but on those days, I'm going to throw my best. Even if my changeup's my best that day and they're the best hitting changeup hitter in the lineup, I'm going to challenge them. I'm going to do what I do and see what, if he can do what he does. And that's just how I live playing baseball. I mean, I'm not going to be someone I'm not. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to try to shove it down your throat. And if you get a hit off me, tip of the cap. It was my best and it was your best, and you got me on that one.
What's your pitch repertoire look like right now? You mentioned the fastball, the slider, the changeup. Is that what you're throwing?
Yeah.
I want to know what the developmental approach is that you've, I guess, the roadmap that the Blue Jays have put towards you. Like, from a week-to-week or a season-long basis, do they have any sort of, like, long-term goals with Devereaux Harrison to be like, we want you to develop a X pitch or a this, or we want you to add velocity, or we want you to, like, what's the... Or are you just left to your own devices and figure it out?
There hasn't been much. When at draft camp, I got a new slider grip and stuff. In college, I was fastball, just throwing my fastball on. My best versus your best is the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So we're just dialing on more of like the slider, being more consistent and more movement for right now, at least.
Cool. Do you know going into the game what your best pitch is going to be? I mean, obviously you warm up, you get loose, you're feeling it. Or is it kind of like until you're on the bump, it's a real roll of the dice?
It's a roll of the dice. I mean, you can see some guys have the worst bullpen before they go in the game, you know, the absolute worst. And they go out on the mound and put up zeros for six innings. You can also see guys in the bullpen who are not missing the glove. Everything is moving and can't get out of the first inning. So it's just like, you never know until you know. I mean, like,
yeah.
In the bullpen, you've got, my slider is moving how I want it. I'm throwing it for strikes. And then a batter gets in there and you're like, I can't throw my slider for a strike now. What happened? So it's kind of a roll of the dice. You know, you fill out the first batter, you fill out what's going on, what the situation is in the game. But there's sometimes where it's like, okay, I'm gonna come in here and throw my fastball. Or there's sometimes where, okay, there's some lefties up. I'm going to come in here and just dominate with my changeup and see what happens.
I can imagine when a pitch isn't working for you that a lot of it is staying calm and not getting frustrated, right? You just gotta lean on your secondary stuff or your other pitches.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it could be very frustrating. Obviously, It's a hard game. Doesn't always go your way. I mean, like, I saw an interview of like Deion Sanders, and it's like, there's nothing out there that you could go be the best 3 times out of 10 and be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. So like, obviously it's a hard game. Like every day you're not going to go out there and punch out 3 batters, 6 batters and put up a zero. So it's frustrating, but it's also like, it's being able to get out of that frustration and, okay, what do I need? I'm not throwing good right now. What do I need to get out? I don't need strikeouts. I need outs.
Mm-hmm.
So like just the days it changes. I mean, it really does. It would be an easy game if every day everyone's going to have their best. It would be a very easy game, but that's not life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not baseball.
Right.
Do you shake your catcher, or are you a guy that like when he puts his fingers down, you're going to go with it most of the time? Or do you prefer more instinctual approaches to how you're feeling? How do you go about it?
It all depends, you know. It really all depends. Catchers coaches may be calling in, but catchers, you're the one with the ball. You know what I mean? You're the one that you know they've done their homework. Okay, we get this guy 0-2. The 6 out of 10 times he swings at a slider in the dirt. Well, you're not feeling a slider right there, or you're like after you threw a changeup, you fouled off. You're like, okay, I can get him with fastball, and then they call slider. It's like, no, I'm not comfortable with that pitch right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I'm gonna shake to what I'm comfortable with. And in college, we had the ability to shake, so that was nice. And obviously in pro ball, we have the ability to shake as well. But so it's just like, it's what you're feeling, your gut. And there's a lot of times where your gut's feeling a slider and they call a slider. Or there's a lot of times where your gut's feeling a fastball and they call a changeup and you're like, okay, wait up, let's see. I could back them up on this. So it all just depends on the situation and how you're feeling that day, really.
Honestly, dude, I love your approach, and it's not that I have anything against analytics. I think it's an incredibly important part of the game and an aspect that, I mean, time and time again proves its worth. But that the talk of the gut and just what you're feeling in the moment in a lot of cases has gone out the window. And I think there is a real benefit to kind of going with what you're feeling at the moment. And it's kind of cool to hear a guy, you know, just in high A who views it that way.
Right. Right. No, I mean, that's how I've pitched my whole life. That's how I played the game. It's at that point, you have control.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it up to someone else. You have the rock in your hand. You have the control. You know what you're going to do, what you think this is going to work best in this account or this situation.
And obviously analytics matter, right? Like obviously information's important, but I like that mindset. Right. bullpen hijinks. What do you guys wind up getting up to in there when you're just killing time? I know you mentioned cards. Do you guys ever, you're all goofing around, I'm guessing, at times.
We got like before games and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, BP, sometimes we're playing games, see, like chasing down balls and stuff, taking down balls. It's a loose environment. It's a kid's game. You know, we try to have fun. We run routes. We throw football around, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to make it as fun as we can, play a little fungo golf, do whatever, really. I mean, there's not a lot of downtime where you're just sitting in the locker room, because then we'll get bored of this, you know what I mean? Oh, every day we're going to go play catch and go sit in the locker room. So we find things to do, like I said, play catch with the football, cards, just sit out there and talk, do whatever.
Yeah. New Year's resolutions. Are you a New Year's resolution guy?
No, not really.
Not really. What's the most superstitious thing you do?
You know, I'm not a really superstitious guy.
What's the most superstitious thing you've seen someone else do?
Oh, some people like have to put on like the right sock first when they're throwing that day, then the left sock. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a guy that just give me the rock. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know, which it could be a bad thing that I'm like that, and that's why I'm going to figure out like routines and something like that. But no, I don't really have one. I just give me the rock and let's go.
Growing up in California, were you a Dodgers fan?
No.
I love to hear that. Who was your team growing up?
You're not going to love to hear this.
I was just scrolling your Instagram.
Yankees fan. I'm like,
looks like a Red Sox fan.
Okay. Me?
No, Yankees.
Yeah, it is Yankees. Okay.
I don't know why, from California. My older brother grew up and he was liking the Yankees. So I just hopped on the bandwagon with him, I guess, when I was a kid.
Well, it's a good bandwagon to be on.
Yeah, I guess. No, no.
Not anymore. I like your doubt there now. You're like, no, gross.
Not the Dodgers, definitely not the Dodgers. I'm closer to San Francisco, so we have there's black and yellow. Our school, my high school, yeah, or orange and black. So no, not the Dodgers.
Is your older brother why you got into baseball?
My mom is.
My older brother played baseball,
but my mom. Yeah. My dad played football. And my mom played baseball and then played softball in high school and college.
Do you remember the first major league game you went to?
No.
No.
I mean, I'm 40 minutes north of the Oakland A's, so it was probably an Oakland A's game.
Yeah.
So, but no, I do not remember. I mean, I remember as a kid going all the time, but I don't remember like the first time.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite player as a kid?
I mean, I really like Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Did you see the Captain, yes, HBO? Yeah, wasn't that awesome? I am not a Yankees fan, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I played shortstop all the way up till my senior year of high school, so I was Derek Jeter. And once I started pitching, I stopped playing infield.
Yeah.
So,
is there a pitcher in Major League Baseball right now that you kind of maybe not model yourself after, but at least look at and are like, man, this guy's unreal and I love what he does.
Man, you guys are asking some hard questions. I don't really think about that stuff. I try to, like I say, I try to just go do me. I don't want to be someone else. You know, I want to be who I am and do what I'm good at and things that I think is going to work best for me. So, I mean, there's millions of great players out there. Millions of that are better than me, way better than me, but I don't really sit down and like think about stuff like that.
Yeah,
some people, well, I don't know why I don't.
I like that, Devereaux, and we're gonna make things easier on you here. So we'll end up with a series of questions here. So I'm going to name some things and then you rank them between 1 and 10, 1 being you are not a fan at all, 10 being you absolutely love said thing. You got this incredibly tough scoring system down?
Yeah. So 1, yeah. I don't like. 10, I like.
That you got her.
Nailed
there you
it.
Go. Okay. To start with, mac and cheese.
7.
Okay. Canadian recording artist, The Weeknd.
He's got some good hits. 5. 5,
okay. Nolan Ryan.
Man, dude, those cheese, so 10.
Yeah, I love it. If you haven't seen the Nolan Ryan documentary, by the way,
oh,
that's
yeah,
another good one.
There's no radars and stuff, but he's the hardest pitcher to ever.
Yeah. It was just crazy.
110 miles per hour. Oh yeah, I watched.
Just
I grew up. That's all we all on TV was baseball my whole life.
Yeah. South Park.
Ooh, 2.
Okay. Robo-umps.
1. I don't know what that is. Yeah, you have
okay.
Definition, please. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Okay. The last one. Camping.
Never been camping.
You've never been camping?
No.
Well, we found a 0 there. Like, if you haven't been.
No, I mean, I'm a middle. I have a brother 2.5 years older and a younger brother 2.5 years younger. If I wasn't playing or my older brother wasn't playing, my little brother was playing. That's what we did. My whole life is just sports, baseball.
Yeah.
We never had time to go camping, or we never really wanted to, I guess.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We could have made time, but no, we never did.
That's awesome, Devereaux. Honestly, man, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, buddy. We've had a good time with you. Really appreciate it. And we're rooting for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh! Cheese and crackers.
Thanks for listening.